So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do you know that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the most recognizable animal character in the world? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Aww.
Yeah. It makes sense. You know, he is a pretty strong character as far as the animal world goes, but I bet you never heard of Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. We have a little song about it, though.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. What do you recall? The most famous suck up of all. Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer had a most obnoxious way. Sucking up, he'd say to Santa,
Mr. Claus, I love your sleigh.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him lame.
You're so jolly.
They always knew that Rudolph,
what's an eggnog?
Never had an ounce of shame.
Have you lost weight?
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph boy, I'll tell you what. Here's $10 to smooch my butt.
Then howled the reindeer low him, and they shouted out to see, Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer,
to the left there.
You'll suck up for anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Ho, 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 ho.
Gee, that's work.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I have in front of me the very best smells of the holidays. Did your favorite make the cut? Let's find out this morning. I'll say one of mine that I will say should not be on the list is Cato's boiled egg every morning he has for breakfast in here. That is not a holiday favorite of mine.
It's really not a holiday thing. He brings it in every day.
Deviled eggs are served at every family meal. Mm-hmm.
That ain't deviled. That's boiled.
And it is the devil.
Just be glad you're not here this afternoon.
I'm just, you know, every morning, though, it's like you can, here on the Hawk and Tom Show behind the scenes, you can just smell it. I'm like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, that's Cato.
Well, sometimes I don't know if it's y'all or my egg.
So let's see if your favorite smells made the top holiday lists this year. All right, here we go. First one is, I'm going to go from worst to best. Gingerbread, the gingerbread smell.
That's a good smell.
Yeah, that's the worst?
No,
is that what you said?
On this list, it's the lowest on this list.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it's the least worst.
It's least actually best. One of the best.
Yeah. It's one of the best, yeah, but out of all the best, it's the on the bottom of the list.
Good Lord.
It's okay.
Candles, also a holiday smell for you.
Yeah.
Well, holiday candles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to be the holiday ones, though.
I don't like that. I don't like the cinnamon, foresty.
You don't like the pine?
Pine.
Oh, my gosh. Those are my favorite.
Yeah,
they're
I know.
So clean. I love them.
Cinnamon. Yeah, the cinnamon sticks and stuff.
I like that. Why don't you like it?
I don't know. And I like Fireball. Go figure.
All right. Next on the list, we have the pies. Pies are a good smell. You have apple pie, you got cherry pie,
pumpkin
pie, but that's some of the holiday favorite smells that we have out there. And what is this? I have not seen this one before. Potato
lattes.
Latkes.
Are you okay?
What is it? Latkes.
Are those like fried little potato cakes?
Yeah.
What? Oh, those are delicious.
They look like this, but apparently that's some kind of holiday thing.
I don't know, but it looks very good.
It's for Hanukkah, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Shredded potato mixture. It hits the oil, and there's this unmistakable smell that you have, and it smells up the whole house.
Wait, can I see the picture?
It's the smell of Hanukkah, they say. Here you go.
My, we always called them potato pancakes growing up, and my mom used to cook them all the time. But, yeah, you could put some little onion in there and fry them up.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a, almost like a hash brown.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what?
But it's potatoes, like mashed potatoes.
I'm going to celebrate at Hardee's then. Just give me those holiday hash rounds. But that is a holiday thing. And then pine. Who mentioned pine earlier?
Me.
That is number six on the list of our best holiday smells.
Well, that's like the smell of your Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got the little bitty containers now that has like four or five pine sticks in them. Smells up the house.
Yeah, I usually get the essential oil, and I'll diffuse that with my fake tree, and I'm like, good enough.
And then a cider, they say.
Oh, yeah.
The holiday cider that you
have.
Yeah. Apple cider, it's sitting there in the crock pot, and you go in there, and it's got the cinnamon in it.
So I was going to say, it's the cinnamon that you're probably smelling.
All right, number four on the list. These are the best holiday smells. Peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay. And this one surprised me. A fire is a holiday smell.
Yeah.
Now, that could be outside. Of course, some people still have. Now, you can't smell my fire. It's gas heat. So you turn it on.
You can still smell that.
Yeah, but it's not the same. No. Unless the flame is not there, then it really smells up the house.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you can smell the wood-burning fires once it gets cold. It's not just the holidays.
Yes, yeah. I love to smell it. I don't like to smell it on my clothes later.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that.
Freshly baked sugar cookies, number two on the list.
Any baked goods.
Yeah, baked cookies and like brownies and all that.
Mm-hmm. Bacon.
Can you take a stab at the number one smell of the season that everybody loves?
Pumpkin spice.
Christmas tree.
No, no, no. It's hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many recipes online I have seen that everybody's got their own way of making their hot chocolate, putting it in the crock pot, make it extra chocolatey.
Yeah, I need somebody to send in a good recipe for that because I tried and it was just like watery. It wasn't.
I've got one. There's these little paper bags. Swiss Miss.
Not the same.
Oh, that's funny.
But that's our favorite holiday smells. Someone did mention orange with clove and vanilla also. Mm. A smell of the
clove.
Holidays.
Gross.
Oh, man, when I was a little kid, we would make those clove apples for our moms. Mm-hmm. They were so good smelling. Mm-hmm. You take an apple and you poke cloves in all the way around everywhere on the apple. So the outside is just a giant clove farm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it actually smells really good while it rots.
Well, taking it back a little bit, talking about the holiday candles, here's Ricky Glore.
Holiday candles. You know what I'm talking about? The Christmas-scented candles? The ones that are scented like evergreen, balsam, holly jolly gumdrop nonsense. First thing my wife does after Christmas ends, she boxes them all up. She runs and she puts them in a closet in the basement where we can't find them next year because that's a fun game. First thing she does after boxing up all the Christmas scented candles, goes out and buys all new scented candles. Why can't we use Christmas candles all year round? Are we worried we're gonna have guests come over in July? They're gonna walk in and smell them and be like, oh, what day is it? Is it Christmas? I've done zero shopping.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you're always looking for something that is going to wow them for Christmas and something that'll stand out, maybe be a little different, maybe be something that they're telling everyone else about. Surprisingly, there is a gift that doesn't really have any content to it, but is still very cool for some people.
All right.
And you've probably heard of it before. It's a website called Cameo where you can get celebrities, often B-list or past celebrities who will record a video for the person that you ask them to and say the things you want them to.
How much does that cost and how easy is it for me to join?
all right. The cost depends on the celebrity. They set the price.
$2 for me.
Okay. And I don't know if it goes that low or not, but you can get a surprising number of celebrities for as little as $100 to record a video for you for your friends.
Who needs that? Just make AI.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I don't know how AI does with celebrities. I know some of them it does. Some of them there's like laws or lawsuits that keep them from doing it. And also, that's not real.
You know, even if it's a B-list celebrity and it's something, that, a show that they watch, maybe, I don't know, some of those throwbacks like The Office or Parks and Rec or something. You know, you get one of those characters on there that's not doing anything now to say, wish them a Merry Christmas. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, I did a little research and I think I found possibly the coolest, inexpensive person that you can get on Cameo.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to sit down in that chair over there.
Why?
Because it's Chris Hansen.
Oh, wow.
Okay. $99 and you can have Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator.
Oh, wow.
And I can only imagine how much fun you could have with this
yes.
one.
Yeah.
You know, you give it to your friend. You're like, hi, Frank, I'm going to need you to sit down in that chair and we're going to need to talk about this. And you could pretty much create a pretty funny, I think, little skit about that.
You know what? Tom just wants to say Merry Christmas.
And he wants to know why you've been texting him
yes.
and what you're planning on doing. I thought the price on his was extremely good. It's right around $100, so it wouldn't break the budget for somebody. I mean, that's a lot, but it's relatively cheap for Cameo.
And that's a recognizable voice.
Now, so. I thought this was interesting. The actor John Cusack, which you may or may not know, but he was in a lot of stuff probably 15, 20 years ago.
Identity, The Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Right. He was a big deal.
Yeah.
He's only $199, which is a cheap one for an actor that a lot of people would recognize. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, I love his movies.
He's not cheap.
Rizzy, he needs to be.
I know, but he's $4,000.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to pay. I can't imagine he's getting a lot of requests at that price.
Well, but if he gets one or two, you're thinking, okay, I had 1 minute video I sent somebody and I just made, you know, $4,000.
And that's probably what he's thinking. Yeah. He won't be as busy, but when he is busy, he'll make more money.
Yeah.
Well, you can get someone, I think, way better for 1/10 the price.
Okay.
For $450, you can get Chuck Norris himself.
Oh, wow.
That would be a relatively cool one.
Like
that's
that.
A lot of money to me, but it's still very cool.
And what's fun is people can save that video to show their friends or even post it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You can share it online or anything.
I'll just add it to all the thousands of pictures I have that never look at.
That's true, like your celebrity photos. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from the Shark Tank.
Yeah.
He's only $150, which I thought was cheap, but he's not one I would be super excited about. But you can go on cameo.com, and they have a list. A lot of the people at the top, I don't know as well. A lot of them are actors that have been on stuff. They have Josh Gates from the Discovery Channel Expedition Unknown. That's probably something where if you watch that show a lot, that would be cool to you.
Yeah.
But for the average person, maybe not.
I see WWE wrestlers like the legends like Mick Foley and some of those guys.
Yeah, Mick Foley's only $79.
Yeah.
But he's pretty old school.
If he like wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Just looking through here, I see Chris Jericho. There's another professional wrestler. He's $160.
Yeah.
There's a lot of The Office cast members, Breaking Bad cast members, not the main people,
right.
but ones you still recognize.
I pulled up musicians. You got Lance Bass, Boy George, Kanye.
Lance Bass?
What? Kanye's
Kanye.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What does Kanye cost, does it say?
You just don't know what he'd be saying. Like, I wouldn't trust him to say something.
$25.
No, it's not.
What?
The real Kanye is not $25.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Kanye East. What? Who's Kanye? Who's Kanye East? It's his picture, though. It says Kanye East.
That's not Kanye. That's not his picture.
It looks just like him.
Oh, my God.
It's Kanye East.
Oh, Lance Bass could be Lance Butch. I'm not sure.
That's the great value, Kanye.
It's Lance Trout.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, if you're in this group, you're probably annoyed right now that I'm talking, okay?
Yep.
Is that you? Okay.
You talking about this group in here?
No. No, if you're in this group, you're probably annoyed that I'm talking because you want me to be playing music right now. A new poll asked people how often they listen to music. But, and I have to get this information out. I need to do this. My responsibility and my duty. So I'd have to talk right now. But 1 in 4 people say they always listen to music. Mm. It's on in their bathroom. It's on when they take a shower, in their car, at the work break, you know. Anytime you can think of, you know, if they're going to be cooking the meal at night, you know, I'm going to turn on some music. I got my music's my, you know, companion. So 23% said that they've got music on almost all the time, and that includes 36% of young people. So younger people love music. And that's why that your kids haven't taken out their ear pods since last Christmas.
I don't think this is new. I think teens always tend to gravitate towards music. I mean, we did it when we were that age. I think we still do it now a lot, but not as much as we did when we were teens.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, stores, they actually put the music on and play it in stores because that helps us lose track of time, and we spend more time shopping because of music in the stores. You might be singing that song or whatever. Sometimes in those stores, like at the outlet malls and stuff, they got the music on so loud, it's like, I want to hurry up and get out.
Yeah. And it's never good music that's that loud.
Yeah, and then don't you hate it when you got your favorite songs that come on or even some you can tolerate, and then there's that one like, why did they put this on the music list in this clothing store?
You know, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I do not remember hearing music.
Some of them don't play it.
I've never thought about whether... I mean, the mimosa was good, but I'm not sure if I heard music. Not sure.
Well, you know what? I know that you have a store that has a bar there, so they should be playing music.
Yeah, well, they have a band on Thursday nights.
Your grocery store?
Yeah, it's usually like a little one-man band.
Okay.
That's fun. On Thursdays.
I'm shopping at the wrong grocery store.
Right, Wednesday says Wine Wednesday.
When is karaoke night?
I don't know. They need that, don't they?
I guess so. But 44% said that they listen to music daily. 18% said a few times a week. 13% said less often than that. And then 2% claimed they never, ever listen to music.
That's sad, kind of.
Well, you know what? I got a friend, I told you, that he doesn't listen to music. He's like, it's just not my thing. I'm like, music's in everybody's thing. I mean, you get the little babies, they're dancing, you know, from the time they are born. And you see them like, and that's the funniest videos when they start dancing and singing songs.
My son is at that stage right now, and he shakes his little booty. I'm like, go, Michael, go. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Now, would you be excited or embarrassed if your friends knew your top songs that you listen to? Because, you know, phones now can track all of your favorite songs and what you listen to and compile that information for you.
I think most of the kids are posting their Spotify end of the year thing.
Yeah,
so I don't think they're embarrassed.
31% of people said they are excited to share that information. Only 3% are embarrassed by some of the songs that are on their favorite song playlist.
One of the big statistics is how old are you based on the music you listen to?
Yeah.
And I was saying my daughter had, like, she's 86 years old because she listens to this jazz saxophonist since she plays sax.
Yeah.
And even my other kid was like 25 years old on this. So it definitely, I think they're proud of all this stuff.
Well, and 1 in 4 people say their taste in music has evolved in the past year, and then the rest of us pretty much are stuck with the same stuff that we listen to all the time. We don't grow.
No.
It's those songs. And a lot of people will say, you know, music's like a time machine. That song can take you back to whatever day or whatever time in life that it was for you. And most of us get stuck with the songs or the generation's songs that we listened to in high school. And that's what they'll listen to for the rest of their life. Now, we're in a job where we don't do that. We like the latest stuff here.
No, I pretty much stick to my high school list.
Oh, do you?
There's
really?
Still
oh,
a lot of, like, All American Rejects, Taken Back Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who? Yellow Card.
Oh, wow. You're one of those chicks.
I love that music. I love the. I call it skater rock.
Yes.
Because it was, like, big with the skateboarding community at the time.
I thought you were Backstreet Boys and that stuff.
Also that. But that was a little before high school.
Okay.
You know, the touch tunes that's in, like, bars and restaurants sometimes, and you've got an app that you can play
music.
Right,
you can pay money to try to skip your song ahead of someone else's.
Yeah, or pick your songs. Well, I was on that, and I used to always play it when I would go to places, and they sent me a thing. It said, your top 3 songs of the year, shot, 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 shots, Fireball.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. And Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi. Stay. That's my top three.
Wow. That's an unusual list. One.
And for you parents out there that have toddlers, it's probably Baby Shark doo 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 doo.
That's still something people play? That's an old one now.
I'm just talking about like when they listen to Elmo songs in the car when their kids or toddlers are riding around. It's like you hear it over and over, like 52 times. Your kid will want to hear that same Elmo song over and over.
That's my youngest niece with the entire Wicked soundtrack.
Yeah, so my daughter's into this Wicked soundtrack now, too.
We're jamming out to Defying Gravity. Those are some hard notes to hit. I do it, though.
Tori, we heard you singing today, and all notes are hard for you to hit.
Well, yes, they are.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I think everyone believes the state they live in has the worst drivers ever. And I hear people talk about South Carolina, like, oh, the people here are terrible drivers. When I go visit my family in Florida, oh, the people here are terrible drivers.
I will say there are a lot of terrible drivers out there, but they're not South Carolinians.
Oh, you think it's other people? They're
the people that are moving in. They don't know how to drive like we drive.
So, that's an interesting point of view.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I have the statistics, and I have some good news and some bad news. We are not the worst drivers.
I didn't think so.
We're not the best either.
Come on, we can do better.
We fall directly in the middle. We are at 24. We're right smack dab in the middle of the states.
They did include Pelham Road exit off of 85 where it gets stopped every single morning.
Well, now, traffic doesn't make someone a bad driver. Accidents, speeding tickets, DUIs, things like that are how they go and rank the worst drivers.
Yeah, but the people who stop in the middle of the intersection on Woodruff Road, that does make you a bad driver.
I agree.
That makes you rude.
It doesn't show up for their statistics because they're looking for people who actually are involved in accidents, who are getting tickets for speeding and DUI and things like that.
I'll say during the holidays, it's always worse on the main streets. Woodruff, Haywood, the Clemson Boulevard, all those.
Right around the mall.
I wonder why.
I know. I'm not saying that I didn't know why it happened. I'm saying it's just very interesting because it's like a relief when February rolls around and you're like, man, okay, we're going to get back to normal for a little bit.
I think all over the upstate is getting crazy as far as traffic.
We've outgrown our infrastructure, and they didn't like widen roads and plan properly. Mm-mm.
But they did put 1,000 new shops and restaurants right here on Woodruff.
Yeah.
So there is that.
Mm-hmm. And they did not make it better traffic-wise. They did try that one thing where they put that little back road over there by Rocky Point and all that. Or, I'm sorry.
Target.
Verde.
Yeah, behind Verde in that area.
What's that? I said, don't tell people about it.
Oh, well, it's got traffic circles, so that may deter you.
Yeah, it's got a lot of them, too.
I get stuck on those sometimes. Just keep going in circles.
I could understand you
I
doing
don't
that.
Know how to get off.
You're like Chevy Chase. Look, kids, Big Ben.
So who has the worst drivers?
New York.
North Dakota has the worst drivers. They had 64 incidents, which includes accidents, DUIs, speeding, and various citations per 1,000 drivers.
They have 1,000 people in that state?
They do. New Jersey was next with 58.8 incidents.
I was listening to a sermon. The pastor was talking about grace and how there's taxi drivers and all these people in New York and how they will just hit each other's cars and just keep going. It's like they're just used to it. It's like, you know, like they'll like nick them or like nudge them or whatever. And it's like the taxi drivers don't even stop anymore.
Honestly, it's probably so stress relieving. It's like adult bumper cars. Yeah. You just give them a little nudge. And you're like, you know, I feel better.
No, I just did bumper cars this year. And my neck was sore for days.
But
it's not as fun as you think it used to be.
You just think though, people just nudging you right in traffic. That'd scare you to death. That's why I could not drive in New York.
You can't drive anywhere.
That's true.
North Dakota was the worst. Next was New Jersey, then Utah rounded out the top three for worst drivers.
Oh, it's all those wives out there.
States with the best drivers.
Yeah.
Michigan was number one. You're going to be shocked at number two.
Georgia.
Florida. Those old people driving slow with their blinkers on, but they're not getting in wrecks. They're not speeding.
They're causing.
But they're not, because Florida doesn't have that many wrecks.
Because you got to slow down behind them, too. You're driving slower, too, because you're behind them.
Is it that they're not getting in as many wrecks, or they just don't know that they're getting in as many wrecks?
Well, they're not calling them in.
Yeah, I'm just saying. My car got hit not that long ago, and they had no clue.
Yeah. So, an old person hit you?
Yeah, got out and just walked away. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They might have just not cared.
I did wonder that.
They're like, I'm old. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Number three was Colorado, which surprised me a little bit.
Because they're high.
Yeah, well, literally.
They're driving slow, too, like those old people.
Connecticut, Illinois, Texas, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Missouri rounded out the top 10 for best drivers. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, you always think you know the state with the worst drivers, but when they actually publish the info, it's kind of surprising.
It sure is.
They also broke it down by things like DUIs and various different things along those speeding tickets and stuff like that. So you can go online, we'll post a link, and you can actually see which states rank the highest for these things. But South Carolina did right in the middle of the pack, so that's, I think, better than I expected us to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Attention motorists, do you wish you could alert other drivers of your intention to change direction?
I'd love to, but is that even possible?
It is, with the turn signal.
The turn signal? What's that?
The turn signal uses 20th century technology to enable a flashing light on the exterior of your vehicle.
Wow, sounds complicated.
No, all you need to do is gently flick a lever that's located just to the left of the steering wheel. It couldn't be easier.
But that must be an expensive modification.
It's not. Every single automobile already has a turn signal installed. Use it for right turns, left turns. You can even use your turn signal on the freeway before you change lanes.
Sounds great. I'm going to try using my turn signal right away.
We wish you would. Spread the word. Eventually, maybe every driver will use their turn signal. Wouldn't that be great?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.